Hey everybody, Matt the Ginger here from the podcast that you're listening to. Today's episode is all about the lottery. We did this episode late last year or early this year, can't recall right now. Did a little bit of editing to bring it up to speed. Also want to shout out Kyle from our Patreon for supporting the episode this week with his donation monthly. You can also support us on Patreon at G&C Podcast. We have such cool perks such as shouting you out on the show, adding you to our Instagram page on the artwork we publish every week, changing the name of the show to whatever you want per month, and literally we almost will give you the show if you give us money. We're very, very shallow. Just follow us on Patreon. Give us money. Support the show. Thanks for listening. Hashtag Great Depression.
What is this?
What's what?
This.
Out.
Did you make a new opening?
No, man. I didn't make anything.
Pretty sure.
Oh, welcome to A Ginger and a Canadian. Welcome to A Bar, the podcast. We're Charlotte's premier podcast, and my co-host is speechless. What's up, dude?
Dude, you got rid of Real Big Fish.
No, I didn't get rid of Real Big Fish. I just played something different for you this time.
Well, I don't like you playing something different.
Okay, well, fine. I'll fucking play whatever you want me to play.
I feel
play.
Like you should run things by me before, and like your openings and your closing that you don't talk to me about.
Hey, man.
That's cool. Yeah, whatever. This is the Matt podcast with the Canadian that shows up every now and then.
I just tried to drop the track in live so it would play, and it didn't work.
So. Well, that's because you picked a terrible track with no words, nothing going on there, just the same.
Welcome to what? A Ginger and a Canadian.
Oh, false intro. Metallica does false outros. I figured we'd try false intro.
Yeah, Metallica also shops at Louis Vuitton and Gucci.
I've been listening to a lot of Metallica.
I'm sorry. That's sad and depressing for you.
It's not the saddest thing you're going to hear today. Let's talk about the lottery, Jacob.
Woo! Why is that depressing?
Oh, because people spend way too much money on the lottery.
Of course, because you can't win big if you don't play.
I have been researching the lottery.
And playing.
For like at least 4 weeks. Maybe longer. I don't remember when I started this
journey. How much have you won?
I'm not going to spoiler alert from the start, you facetious fuck.
Well, that's what people want to know. They don't care what you researched.
They do care what people researched.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Big money.
Big money. So, I did a bunch of research, and I just want to let you know up front, it is completely illogical, unorganized, and I probably should have prepared more before recording this episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you need the problem gambling helpline?
No, man.
It does exist.
No, man. What is that? 911? Is that what you call?
You're
no. Like, I can't stop gambling.
No,
I can't stop giving my money away.
311 or 511 or 811 or whatever it may be.
I thought 401. No, that's so you can dig in your yard. Before you dig, call 401.
No, that's 311.
Look, man. Bitches with attitudes. I don't know what to tell you. Jacob, let's talk about a little history for a
little bit. Was that a shot at me for bitches with attitudes?
No, it was a reference to the NWA, but it's the BWA.
Why? You don't go to B-dubs anymore.
Hashtag BWA.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm still on Lent. We're recording at the same time as the other episode.
Lent does run 40 days, so technically you could have said we're recording next week.
You know who didn't record and would be better off if they did record? It's James Franco. Shane Franco should have recorded that bitch saying yes.
He's gonna pay out. He's got the money to pay.
Eat your ass like Kobayashi Maru. Like I don't know.
He put in Aziz. Just do some freaky deaky stuff and then call her an Uber and get her out the door.
I don't know. Hashtag James Franco. People speak in hashtags. Is that weird?
Yeah. See, because I don't really the same thing. People speak in acronyms, whatever. LOLs and OMFGs and or OMG. I hate people that say OMG.
Dude, I'm gonna say OMG so much to you.
I will stab you.
No. So, all right, a little history of the lottery. And specifically, I researched the U.S. lottery, the Powerball lottery. There's so many versions of the lottery. And just before we get started, I wanted to tell you the oldest version of the lottery is called Keno. And it's of Chinese origin. And it's around 200 BC. And it helped fund the Great Wall of China. That's why they did a lottery to start originally, was to fund infrastructure.
And look, they built the Great Wall.
They sure did build a wall, didn't they, Jacob?
So Trump should take note.
Trump should take note. You know, if you have more lotteries, you could build more walls. So I thought the odds of Keno were interesting. It's the craziest odds I've ever seen in the game. So Keno is this game where you pick 20 numbers one time from a set of 1 to 80. And after you've chosen your number, there's a drawing like a Powerball, computer generated, blah, blah, blah. It's done. The odds of getting none of the 20 numbers from 1 to 80 is 1 in 843. Not a big deal, right?
Yeah,
but you shouldn't play to lose. It's just, it happens more often than not.
Right.
What do you think the odds of getting all 20 out of 1 to 80 randomly correct are?
1 296 million.
Well,
There is a 2 in that number, and I actually had to Google how to pronounce this. It is 1 in 3.5 quintillion.
To get all of them.
To get 20 numbers out of 80 correct.
20 numbers? Oh, you're talking about Keno.
Yeah, I'm talking about Keno.
Okay, not the regular. Oh, no, Jesus Christ.
To get 20 numbers correct out of 80 for the game of Keno, it's 1 in 3.5 quintillion.
How much do you win if you get all 20?
You'd win like 11 figures.
Okay.
It's bigger than a lottery. It's huge. It's stupid. Like
No one's ever won. It's never
happened. Yeah. So I want to pronounce that number correctly. I'm going to put this at the end of the podcast. And that's 10 to the 15th power.
I'm glad you didn't go to an odd number because that would have just been weird.
801. Yeah. Who's the one that didn't get married?
Let's see. Doesn't make sense.
Okay. I mean, does that make sense? It's like astronomically impossible. Like you have a better chance of dying between two crashing planets.
So. 7 times, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Wearing makes a sense. Suit made out of pigs. Like just.
Well, I mean, if you make it out of bacon, technically it's made out of pigs. And people have done
you
that.
You know, that's not a bad point.
That's what we do.
So the biggest Powerball prize, do you know what that was?
Was it over 800 million? Well, but are you talking payout or just...
What was the biggest advertised lottery
Close to 800 at one point, like 7 something, wasn't it?
Double it.
Really?
Remember in 2016 when it got
1.6 billion?
Oh, billion. I thought you said million.
No.
No, you said 800
million.
Like
800 million.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's 1.6 billion.
Oh, my God.
That was the biggest lottery ever.
I would take the payout and walk away. $900 million?
You always take the payout. There's never not a scenario where you don't take the payout.
No, because the payout gives you like half. Hey. If you take the payments, you end up with like 70%.
Hey, guess what, Jacob? You have no monies, and then you have 40 million monies.
Or you get a consistent paycheck every month for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but I could OD tomorrow based on all the cocaine I buy from the monies. So I want more
money. Set up a good trust. You can OD regardless. At least
you can't trust people with cocaine, man. You seen the Escobar?
No, you set up something for the rest of the people. You're going to blow the money no matter what you do. But 100 grand a week versus 800 million up front? Come on.
800 million up front, you dumbass bitch.
No, people are
going to
rob you.
Bitch ass bitch.
You know how many friends you're going to have at that point?
Dude.
Everybody's going to need money. People are going to be coming to you.
First thing you do is you get a lawyer. And the second thing you do is like change all of your contact information.
Well, and you buy life insurance apparently too.
And you buy kidnap insurance also.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah,
that's,
kidnap insurance is what you're thinking about. So it was $1.6 billion and it was in January of 2016. And it is the next highest prize ever won was $218 million.
Wait, I thought just...
Recently, it's gone up, and there's a pattern, and I'll tell you why. But
because
before
more people
that,
buying? Or
No, they changed the odds. So we'll go back to that, but that was the last biggest prize, and it was in 2011, and it's also right after they changed the odds. So it's very interesting. So what happens is they change the odds, and you pull together more money, and people don't win as often, so you have larger lump sums.
Okay. I mean, that...
But on those larger lump sums, you get more taxes for the government. So people, the lottery program should make more money if the odds are more difficult. Somewhat, there is a breaking point.
At the end of the day, how many tickets did you buy?
Why do you keep asking me about how I played the lottery? We'll get to that, dude. I want people to listen to the end of this episode.
Fine.
And then realize that I talked about it 3 minutes before, then and have to rewind until they figure it out.
I want to know how much you won.
Unsubscribe.
You researched all this. What's the way to win? What's the best practice? I can tell you, autodraft is not it.
Autodraft is not it. And I have to explain the math behind the lottery before I can tell you how you win.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
So, gather round, children. Would you like to drive a Ferrari to Bojangles every day?
No, not
Listen
really.
Listen up and let Matt tell you.
Yeah, useless that would be. The clutch is stiff. You can't control
anything.
No, because
Bojangles has shit service.
Oh, why?
Fucking bitch-ass bitches. Well, Everybody's a bitch-ass bitch in this episode. This title is called Bitch-Ass Bitch. That's what this episode is.
Are you angry because you didn't win?
No, that has nothing to do with it. So, do you know what the lottery consists of this day and age?
People buying tickets for numbers that arbitrarily don't exist.
How many numbers?
70? 69. 69, 70?
How many individual numbers?
5 plus a Powerball.
Okay, 5 plus Powerball. 5
so
white
six.
Balls. Racist, number one. 6
well, you
balls
can't read
overall.
Them with their... Never mind. Smile or something.
Oh my God, you beautiful human being. So there's
I was listening to was it Tom Segura
or who? Tom Segura.
I was listening to his stand-up comedy.
Good.
And he's like, I was yelling in the movie theater and all of a sudden this white t-shirt stands up and then he pauses and he's like, Somebody, you got it.
Dude, he does the best black people impression. Watch Your Mom's House and just listen. He plays a game. We're used to where he's like, is it Tom or is it black? And they try to guess if it's Tom Segura's impression of a black person or an actual black person. It's hilarious. And it's just like, you know, people can imitate a white person. Oh, Dave Chappelle did it. So shut the fuck up,
fantastic,
you angry person.
All day at it.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah. So
5 white balls, 1 red.
5 white balls. You can't duplicate the number. Doesn't matter the order. Right. It's just 5 numbers out of 69. You are correct. So the odds of getting 5 white balls correct is 11,238,513. That's not bad.
How about with the red? Wait, 213.
513.
Okay.
That's the odds. It's 1 in 11 million, blah, 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 513. That's the odds of getting 5 balls correct out of those 69 numbers.
Right.
With that, you win $1 million. If you play the power play, you win $2 million because it doubles it. That is the most money you can win with 5 balls.
If you win that with the power play.
Yeah.
Well, I thought the power play with the power ball.
Ignore the power ball. Gotcha. We're talking about 5 numbers. So those 5 numbers, the most you can win is $2 million. If you add the power ball, which is the red ball at the end, it is 26 numbers. You can only pick one. That increases the lottery to what you talked about earlier, 292,201,338. That's your odds of winning.
That doesn't make
in all of that.
So that doesn't, I don't like the odds of the one and whatever, because technically, so we're
one in 11,238,513.
Right. Well, you said one in 69, right?
1 through 69, yes.
Okay. So counting,
you can only pick each number once.
Right.
So it's basically 69 times 68 times 67 times 66 times 65 divided by 5 times 4 times 3 times 2 times 1. And that establishes your number. It's 69.
You have to divide it by 5 times 4 times 3 times 2.
Yeah.
Why do you have to divide?
It's the number is 69 over 5. You have 5 chances to win. Then there's 68 balls out of 4 chances to win. And then there's 63 balls out of...
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
You're eliminating the possibility.
I got $1.3 billion. Okay, so that makes sense.
Yeah, you're eliminating the possibility of how many balls you can pull out based on the number you're pulling.
Okay.
So it's like a factorial thing.
Gotcha. Well, that's what I was trying to
do. Is that what that's called? Factorial?
Potential.
Whatever. Anyways, so that's it. That's the odds of winning. It's extremely hard to win. If you were to buy all the tickets, it would cost $584,402,676. And you know why I started researching the lottery? And I think I told you this.
Because you wanted to win?
No, because that's stupid, number one. It's almost a game of chance, unless you understand quantum theory, which I don't. So back in the 90s, when the lottery had significantly different odds, you could afford to buy all of the tickets. Like, you could have a hedge fund group come together and physically purchase every odd of winning the lottery and guarantee yourself to win the lottery. And I can't find the story. I have researched high and low, and I know it's out there. So if someone tell me if it is out there, you 700 or so people that listen.
Right.
There's a story about this guy in the 90s that won the lottery like 3 times, his investment group, and then they changed the lottery because of him. They changed the odds like dramatically so that you couldn't afford to buy all the tickets practically within the amount of time it took to win the lottery. Like, because they do 2 lottery drawings a week.
Okay.
So the problem is manpower right now. Like, you don't have enough manpower to buy 292 million tickets, and then if someone else wins, you decrease your earnings by half immediately. So there's no practical way to win. The lottery would have to be over $584 million, and if someone else gets the same number, you're fucked.
Oh yeah, because you need the Powerball.
Yeah, and that's only to win your investment back.
How many numbers were in the Powerball?
69. So to put this into perspective, here's a cool
okay.
Go Gronk.
Yeah, that just went up. Okay.
Yeah, go Gronk. Go Jeremy. Jeremy's our number one fan this week. Thanks, Jeremy, for driving the minivan. So here's a cool example I found online. I'm going to read this almost verbatim, except with my beautiful voice. So JP Morgan Chase Bank has about 189,000 employees. That means there's about 1,546 possible Powerball tickets per each employee if they all bought them.
Mm-hmm.
If each employee spent 10 hours a day buying and filling out Powerball tickets, because you got to do it manually, it would take 3 days. It would mean each employee would need to fill out 50 tickets per hour. And it's not doable, but that's the rate at which you would have to do it.
Right, but then you also have to take into account the manpower, the payroll that you're expending.
Yes,
while
so you'd have
that.
To win not only the lottery above $584 million, you'd have to return your investment on the cost of doing business, and you'd have to guarantee that no one else would win, which is impossible.
Phew.
So, you can't rig the lottery, Jacob. which means people don't know actually how to win. But there are better ways to play the lottery, because it is a game. Well, so you can increase your chances of playing better.
So, but my question is always, you have people that win, and it gets up to 500 million, 600 million. Nobody wins for weeks or months or whatever it be. And then out of nowhere, four people win at one time.
Correct. So there is a finite number of tickets you can buy, the 292 right. million number. More people buy, the higher the price of the lottery is, which means that the number of unavailable tickets decreases. That $1.6 billion fund or whatever, they were like 80% of all available numbers were purchased, which is insane. 80% of 292 million tickets were purchased in 3 days.
But what's the what's the odds of winning the actual lottery? What, 1 in 270, whatever?
292 billion. Million.
There's also a 1 in 292 million chance of like the random number generator generating us the same number.
Correct.
So that's the hard part. That's where I have a problem believing that this thing is 100% official and all that mess, because statistically, me and you going and picking out the same number is the same odd as me or you winning the lottery. So if somebody wins and then has another person has that same exact number, that's a statistical anomaly right there. Like, that should not happen ever. But it has.
Effectively, you are correct, but also incorrect.
How am I incorrect?
Because there are better ways to play the lottery where statistically some variations of numbers have a higher probability to win historically than others. Because about 10,000 people per week play the number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 and never win.
Yeah, they never win.
But do you think that has any less chance of winning than a random number generated, or more chance winning?
It has the same number, technically. Same chance.
Correct. Incorrect.
Why? Because it's all based on a ping pong ball that's running through a little cyclone that pops up, right?
Presumably. Yes, but this all has to do with probability.
And probability not of getting statistics. A 1 or a 69 is the probability it's the same.
The probability is not a statistic. Probability is the odds of an occurrence, not the...
So why would an occurrence of a 1 versus 69 be different?
Because that's not how probability works. That's not how you calculate it.
But you only have 69 balls. They all weight the same. They all look the same. They all are in the same system. So,
I have written down that it is a binomial coefficient formula invented by Italian polymath Girolamo Cardano. Because you were going to ask that exact question. So I already have that answer.
You roll a dice. Are you going to get a 1 or a 6?
Probability states, I have no idea. But it's not guaranteed to be even across the board.
Right. So why is it...
You don't have the same chance of getting 1 as you do 6.
Yes, you should.
You don't.
Why not?
Because there's probability states otherwise. Probability states that there is a underlying factor that we don't know about mathematics, which is why the algorithm for the whole lottery is wrong, which is why certain numbers win more than others.
But that's
otherwise
happen. It's a random.
Right. Otherwise, if it was correct, then you would be correct, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 would have the same chance of winning as 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Right.
But it does not. If it did, you'd be correct, and statistically, it would be all even. But it's not, which is how you know the lottery's fucked.
It's 100% rigged. It's got to be.
It's not rigged. It's fucked, because it's not done correctly, because we don't understand the math to make the lottery work.
Lottery should work one way. You put 69 ping pong balls, all labeled 1 through 69, in a tub. They fall out one by one. Statistically, it should be any of those. There's a probability wise, it could be any between the points. There's no one over another on that.
There shouldn't be.
But there is. And the fact that there is means that something is rigged in the system.
Inadvertently or not?
No, it's not inadvertently. There's
so it's we can say rigged, but I think it's just a misunderstanding of how
it's
math
a misunderstanding.
works.
It's
it
like,
is a misunderstanding.
It's like playing bingo. You're going to get B2 or you're going to get B7. It doesn't matter because there's all the other ones in there.
Do you think that B is drawn more or O is drawn more?
They should
the
be drawn
bingo,
the same.
But they're not because of probability.
The probability of you drawing one versus the other should be the same.
It is not. It is incorrect. You were thinking statistically they should be the same. You think if you draw 10 Bs, if you have B and O 10 times in a set, and you draw out of those, that they should be equal. You should draw B 5 times and O 5 times. But that's not true. You could draw B 7 times and O 3 times. Right?
But technically, you have a 1 in 69 chance of drawing that, or whatever. One of we're going to say B is 1 through 10. You have, and then everything, like, so what, 50 numbers, 1 through 10, B, and bingo. You have 1 in 5 chance of drawing a B every single time.
You do not.
Why not?
Because that's not how it works.
Because you're taking this whole... no, that is how this works, actually.
It's not how it works.
If you throw them all into the same pail, you have a 1 in 5 chance of drawing a bee. Which does reduce after the fact. We're going
to
take
agree
up the fact
to disagree, and let's do a whole entire episode on probability and statistics.
Fine, because I hate that stupid Mythbusters where you have three doors.
They take game show.
Yeah, you have three doors, and you have a 33% chance of winning. They take away one. What is your chance? It's not 50%, it's 66%
chance. It's 66% chance to win if you switch. If you stay, you only have a 33% chance.
But that doesn't make sense either. Like,
why does it not make sense?
Because when they give you the option to switch, your chance becomes 50-50.
No, it does not.
I disagree because I think it resets when they do that.
It does not reset. You're always playing against it. So, would you like to know how much money's I won?
Oh, yeah, how much?
I lost $15.
See? Did you ever win any?
Yes. Yeah, I won $4.
Okay.
I don't have a broad enough data set to be like, yeah, this is how you win the lottery, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. What I do have is a series of numbers that historically win. I have a series of even and odd numbers that historically win. And I have a series of the number of even and odd numbers that win based on the 5- and 6-digit Powerball. So there's like a 3-3. Generally, like 99%, without deviation, there are 3 odd and 3 even numbers drawn every single lottery. Isn't that weird? Because you think that's even, right? But there's not an even number of even and odd out of 69.
Is there a zero? No, it's not a
no,
zero.
No, you don't play a zero. 1 through 69 or 69 numbers, but you draw more.
But technically, then you have that's where the 99%, you still have 1% that doesn't end up that way. And that's where that one, that
and
extra
that,
ball
can
falls
call
into.
That, we can call that random.
We'll call that standard deviation, actually.
Okay. We can call it standard deviation, and we call it not understanding math higher than algebra in seventh grade. got a dry throat from you're talking right so much, man. Carry the show for a second.
No. This is all you. I don't agree with your math on this, so...
It's not my math. I fucking Googled it.
Yeah,
so,
because we just established in the last one that Google means everything.
Yeah, you're always 3 clicks away from Luke.
Oh, why you gotta bring him into this?
Shout out to Luke. I want to end this on a high note.
No, that's fine.
Me and Jacob bickered the whole time.
Luke's gonna be your competent co-host here soon enough.
So, I'm gonna go over the odds of winning things. Odds of winning the lottery versus other things, basically. So... To have an IQ of 190 or greater is 1 out of 107 million.
Woo! I won the lottery.
No, well, that's, everyone will disagree with you.
Oh.
Give birth to quadruplets, even without the help of fertility treatments, is 1 in 729,000. You're welcome, honey. To be killed by an asteroid strike. Go ahead and tell me what you think this one is.
Well, okay. So,
yeah.
The probability
don't
of
bring
this.
Us down. We're ending on a high note. How many do you think it is?
I'm just going to see. I'm not going to go through the logic behind this. So 1 in 1.2 billion.
1 in 700,000.
Okay.
Being killed by an American billionaire. Bill Gates murders your ass. How often does that happen?
Oh, that's got to be higher than a million.
1 in 575,097.
What?
To be killed by a lightning strike. Here's the fun shit. 1 in 164,968.
Yeah, people get struck by lightning every year. Like, it's not a big
die by drowning. Unfortunate. 1 in 1,113.
We're going to watch Mark Norman. Did you listen to that segment I sent you yet?
Hang on. To be struck by lightning while drowning. 1 in 183 million. You have a better chance of dying being struck by lightning and drowning than winning the lottery.
All right, my question on that one, are you struck by lightning first, which causes you to drown, and they find you that way, so they assume that you were drowning first?
No, you're
first?
Already drowning, and then you're struck by lightning while you're drowning. God said, fuck you, dude. C-137 said, fuck that shit. And
learn
you got
to swim.
Struck. Jacob, hit these loyal lottery
no,
listeners
I'm not
with some
you.
Last
I still
words.
Don't agree with what you're saying. I don't
you
like
don't
your...
have to agree with me, you facetious fuck.
I
you
still
just
like
end
your logic,
the show.
But then you said the world ended 1,200 years ago by an asteroid, so technically, like, your odds of that are 100%. Because at that point, you have presumably not, what, 33.4 billion people, but you
don't
have...
Don't tell people that I said stupid shit that is completely not true.
Oh, I'm
because
sorry.
It wasn't 1,200 years ago. The world didn't end. There was a geological disaster 12,000 years ago.
12,000, sorry, 12,000.
Research, Graham Hancock and the other gentleman that I mentioned.
Well, how many people were around back then? Because then you have a one, and we're going to say there may have been, I'm going to undershoot this, 100,000 people around. Probably more, because they were building pyramids and things, but you know.
saying that they were building pyramids, but there's little green men on the moon talking to fucking Buzz Aldrin and
John Glenn. Thank you.
All right. Is that the end of this? Is that how you want to go out on top with the lottery winnings?
I didn't go out on top. I didn't win. Right. I didn't win because I didn't play.
I guess I should tune back in.
You know what? Oh, we did?
Yeah, we ran out of time.
Oh, man. Life's hard.
Yeah. I probably muted you on that last one by accident. It looks like I hit stop.
You muted me again?
At about 24 minutes and 40 seconds, it looks like I quit recording. My laptop memory is probably full when it cut off. So hopefully you didn't miss anything important in that section about how to win the lottery. Oh, my God. I hope that's the exact time that I was talking about how to win the lottery. Oh, I'm going to play our new song right there.
I don't want to hear the new song.
Okay, well.
This one started at 37, though. This one started at 23. This one started at 17. This one started at 26.
Which means I'm correct. Thanks for tuning in this week to A Ginger and a Canadian Walk to a Bar, where a podcast in your ear hole. So thanks for listening. Jacob, anything you want to say?
No, I'm good. Right. Go play the lottery. We need better schools.
Invest in whiskey. Thanks. So it is 3,535,416,142,212,173,800. So foremost, thanks to our Patreon supporter this week, Kyle, for supporting the show and literally giving us money to do this fun activity. Without Kyle, none of this would be possible. Kyle, hey man, miss you, brother. Hope you're doing all right. Appreciate you. Thanks for tuning into the podcast this week where we talk something about the lottery. Next week, we should have some piping hot, brand new, crispy, fresh out the oven, Dunkin' Donut style episodes for you. We recently moved studios, so exciting times coming for GNC Legion. Stay tuned and support us on Patreon at GNC Podcast. Patreon.com/GNC Podcast. Just give us money because we don't want to work anymore.